The Henry Show, Episode 2. Okay, let's do this. So here's the new theme song. And it's by The Go Team. There we go. The Go Team, they're an English band. Maybe I'll change the theme. Maybe do something myself. Okay, so episode 1 was not great, I know. I'm going to give myself 7 out of 10 for the first show. Lots of ums and ahs, and every sentence either started or ended with, yeah, I noticed. And, yeah, something else I was doing, I should explain this, it's like an Australian thing. Every sentence I say it sounds like a question. Like for example, I'll say the sentence, I went to school today. And yeah, with the inflection there right at the end, it sounds, makes it sound like a question, even though it's obviously just a normal sentence. So, sorry about that, but, you know, what can you do? Yep. Yeah, the other Australian thing I was doing quite a couple times, I think I did it, I'd say something like, I'd say, to be honest. Like, for example, I'd say something like, yeah, I don't really like cats, to be honest. Yeah, like as if, I generally am not honest, but that one sentence there, I am being honest. So, I don't know, old habits die hard. That's just like one of the funny little expressions that us Aussies seem to say. Yeah, so I played the podcast to a few people at school today, and I got some pretty good constructive criticism from some friends. Yeah, I guess, okay, I have to say this. When I was last night, I was talking about the new iPod radio remote control, and yeah, I was talking complete bollocks. Ben, that's what you get for skim reading an article and then then talking about it like as if, yeah. Anyway, the thing is, I've read the press release about this iPod radio remote, and I've read it a couple times. I still don't understand what it's all about. Anyway. Listen to FM radio on your iPod and control everything with a convenient wired remote. A wired remote. Wow. You also get a set of earphones with a shorter cable. That's a perfect fit for the remote. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Cool. So, I've made a new decision. Not to talk about, no more Mac talk on my podcast, just because, you know, if you want to hear about Mac, the Mac cast for Mac Geeks is the place to go. Not me. But you know what, that's an interesting point. That I have a Mac, but you know, I'm not like a computer expert at all. Like, I barely know how to use my computer. And yeah, it's just, I'm just defraying one of those urban myths that you need to be really good at computers to use a Mac. You can be a complete retard and still use a Mac. Just like me. Oh yeah, and my friend Chris, he said that he said he's heard better political commentary from Paris Hilton. So apparently, I should stay away from politics as well. Now, I generally do have pretty good opinions about politics, but yeah, maybe I'll share my views on politics later on. Okay, actually, something else I did, I sent the file to a few people, a few of my mates back home in Australia, get their opinion. And yeah, this morning my friend Mark, he replied. He sent me an email. He said, "Hey Henry, I listened to your podcast. I thought it was pretty good. It sounded like you had a bit of an American accent. Were you doing that on purpose? Sorry to hear about your wrist. Take it easy, dude, Mark." Okay, so obviously I wasn't deliberately using an American accent, but that's kind of funny, because when I listened back to it, there were definitely a couple of words there where I sounded Canadian. Like a, yeah, I don't know, that's not too good. I'm losing my Australian accent. Like, that's my mojo, man, my Australian accent. So, yeah, don't be surprised if I throw in a couple of extra, start using some extra Australian words to, yeah, keep that accent intact. I don't know. It's kind of funny, actually. When I was 10, I moved to New Zealand for a year. Oh, shit. The phone, just a sec. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, back in 1999, my dad and I, we moved to New Zealand. And, yeah, New Zealanders have quite a distinct accent, and I used to I was constantly just taking the piss out of their accent, like, and talking like a New Zealander. But, yeah, by the time I moved back to Australia, a year later, I picked up quite a strong Kiwi accent. So, that's probably what's happening here, I think, in Canada. I've been making fun of Canadians a bit too much, and I'm becoming one, so I'm going to have to watch that, I think. Okay, well, I've spent 6 minutes so far talking about my first podcast, so, yeah, that makes for great podcasting, as Hollywood Adam would say. So, so today I went and saw, my doctor, Dr. Harrington, and he's an orthopedic guy, about my broken wrist. And, yeah, he took an x-ray, and he said, oh, I don't really like the looks of that. And he said he needed to re-manipulate my wrist. Yeah, which basically means that, yeah, he just, like, realigned the joint so that, yeah, the bones are matching up a bit. So, it kind of hurt. Well, not really. I got IV sedation, so I didn't really feel a thing. But I was just a bit groggy, and then, yeah, guess an hour later I started to feel a bit ouchy. But you know what? You got to get it right, right? And now I have a pretty cool fiberglass cast on, which is good. So now I can have baths. Well, you're not supposed to get it wet, but it's, you know, like a little bit of water is not going to kill it. And so yeah, looks like I'll have this cast on. I go back for another x-ray in 2 weeks. And yeah, we'll see how we go. It's a huge pain in the ass, by the way, having this, having a cast on an arm. You know, like, you really just don't appreciate how functional it is to have two working hands. Yeah, and the thing is, I had this big plan of, in the new year, I wanted to, yeah, I was supposed to start my driving lessons with Young Drivers of Canada. Yeah, I'm not gonna, yeah, have to postpone that until I get my hand back. And also, I got a guitar for Christmas, and I was really getting into it too. So yeah, I can't play guitar, can't snowboard. Yeah, well, not for another 4 weeks anyway. Okay, in the first podcast I mentioned how I have a little brother, Nolan, and I have twin sisters, Chloe and Ashlyn, but I didn't mention my older brother, Lucas. He's 28, and he lives in Auckland, New Zealand, and he's just an awesome guy. He's kind of like my hero. I've never said this, but I'm a short guy, and Lucas, he's short too, and when he was about my age, he decided he wanted to be a jockey, so he went, he did an apprenticeship to become a jockey, and turned out he didn't quite make it. So then he went into harness horse racing, which is kind of like, I guess you'd kind of describe it, you know, like in the Roman chariot races. Have you seen those horse races, how they have the chariots behind them? That's harness racing. So he did that for a couple of years. After school, he went to college to become a pastry chef, which he still does a bit of pastry chefing. Makes really good pastries, actually. And, yeah, he also is an amateur surfer. He's entered quite a few surfing competitions, amateur competitions. So, yeah, he taught me how to surf. He taught me how to skateboard. He taught me how to snowboard. But these days he actually builds buses. That's his job. But he still surfs, and he still makes pastries, and he still rides horses. Yeah, like, just an amazing guy. that's quite a big age difference, you're probably thinking. 28, I'm 16, Nolan 7, and my baby sisters. Well, the thing is that Luke and I, we have the same dad, but we have different mothers. And the three youngest and I, we have the same mother, but we have different fathers. Yes, I have divorced parents. Yeah, it sounds complicated, but it's we're just a typical family. And yeah, I didn't mean to forget to mention Lucas in the first show. Yeah, I sent him the show as well. And I'm going to mention him now so that he doesn't get mad at me. Okay, quite a few podcasts, they seem to have these, like, phone lines that you can call in and leave voicemail messages. And I don't know if I want to get one of those or not, but it might be nice. But actually, my friend, he was telling me about this radio station in England. And they have this radio breakfast program, and they have a phone line. It's called the Flirt Divert line. And basically, what it is, it sounds pretty funny. Like, say if you have a one night stand with somebody and you want to like give them the brush off, like instead of giving them a fake number, you give them this phone number to a radio station, and then they'd leave this message, and then this breakfast program would play the message. And it sounds like a funny idea, but yeah, I heard a couple of these messages and it sounds pretty fake to me. Yeah, but it's definitely a funny idea. Anyway, maybe when I become a bit more official, I'll set up a phone line. Yeah, actually, because I know it's something you just sign up for over the internet and it's free. So, like, yeah, no dramas there, right? Yeah, speaking of becoming official, like, I probably will never be an official podcast just because, well, I guess... What does that mean, an official podcast? Like, what I mean is, I probably will never try to get registered with iTunes and, like, in the iTunes music store and probably nothing like that, just because it just doesn't seem to be, like... Well, because I want to play music and that's not pod-safe music. And, yeah, I want to fucking swear a lot. Yeah, I'm going to fucking swear. And, yeah, it just seems like... iTunes is kind of strict about that stuff, so I'm not even going to open that can of worms. And today I thought of a couple of names for my podcast. So we've got The Henry Show, is the name I'm using at the moment, but I was thinking of, The Short Poppy Podcast, I was thinking of The Bogan Show, and I was thinking of Spiffy Things. So... yeah, I'll probably come up with a couple of other ideas. I think probably by the end of the week, I want to have a name for my podcast. Maybe I'll think of something random like Nobody Likes Onions. Yeah, something. I remember when I first heard the name Nobody Likes Onions, and I just thought, well, that's random. I've got to listen to that podcast. So something like that would be pretty cool. Okay, I said in the last podcast that I was going to talk about Quebec. And something I want to say about Quebec is that they have the hottest women in... It's official. It's the hottest province in all of Canada. And right now I'm going to rank Canada in order of hot women. So you got Quebec number one, British Columbia number two, Ontario number three. Then you got Alberta, Alberta, Manitoba, Saskatchewan. I've never been to the... eastern provinces, so they could be pretty hot, but Quebec, my god. When we were in Tremblant, we stayed at the Mont Tremblant Hostel, which is a pretty nice place, but it's kind of far away from the village. Like, so every night we'd go into the village and have dinner, and then we'd go back to the hostel and amuse ourselves. And what we did was we played poker, which seems to be a big thing at the moment, playing poker and playing blackjack. So, yeah, we listened to music and played blackjack. And we also played this other game, which I'd never heard of before, called Spoons. And that's a really fun game. So what you do, it's better to play with like a bunch of people, like say six or eight people. And what you have to do is you get dealt... I think you get dealt six cards or something. And the idea of the game is to get four of a kind. And so you pick up a card from the pile, and if you want it, you keep it, and if you don't, you pass it. And what happens is, once you get four of a kind, and say you got six people playing, well, what happens is, in the center of the table, you have five spoons. And so when you get four of a kind, you have to, like, sneakily grab a spoon. And if you see somebody grab a spoon, you've got to grab a spoon too. So it kind of ends up being like musical chairs. It's the last person to pick up a spoon is the loser. And it's really funny because you just get so engrossed looking at your cards that you don't even notice somebody pick up a spoon. Yeah, that's a... Well, it kept us up all hours anyway. So now I've got two new segments for The Henry Show. And so the first segment I want to do is, I think every show I want to tell a New Zealander joke. And it's all in fun, but it's just the best jokes in the world are the jokes about New Zealanders. So, okay, here's the first joke. So an Aussie, a Kiwi, and a Chinese man, they're in the hospital waiting room expecting to be proud fathers for the first time very soon. Suddenly the door to the waiting room bursts open and the doctor runs in. "Congratulations, guys, you're all proud fathers of healthy baby boys, and coincidentally they were all born within seconds of each other," says the doctor excitedly. "One problem though, in the confusion of all these births, we got a little confused and we're not sure whose baby is whose." The Aussie is out of his seat as fast as you like and into the maternity ward, immediately picking up the Chinese baby, obviously the Chinese woman's child, and starts to run out of the hospital. "Wait, wait," shouts the doctor, "that's definitely not your baby." "I know," yells the Aussie on the hoof out the front door, "but one of the other two babies is a Kiwi and I'm not taking the chance." Okay. And so the... Okay. One more joke. So, what do you call 15 guys sitting around the TV watching the Rugby World Cup final? The All Blacks. I crack myself up. Alrighty. The second segment, I thought... The thing is, I've been keeping a like a journal ever since I was 8 years old. So I thought each show I'm going to read from my old journal. Pretty embarrassing stuff, but... So, this weekend is the 4-year anniversary of when I moved to Canada. So, I thought I'd read the very first entry of when I moved to Canada. So, just, yeah, so just bear in mind that I was, I guess, 2002, so I was 11 years old. So, here we go. 15th of January, 2002. I'm in Canada. The flight from Tokyo was good. When I landed in Toronto, the air hostess took me through customs and my mum was waiting for me. When we got home, I had a drink and went to lie down for almost 5 hours. There is a lot of snow here, but a lot of people are just wearing jumpers. When I got up, my mum took me to the mall to get food. When I went into a HMV, they were playing Kylie Minogue. After we went to a Tim Hortons, I had a donut and a iced tea. It was pretty good. Okay, apparently I was pretty jet-lagged when I wrote that. So yeah, actually I flew from Brisbane to Toronto all by myself when I was 11. And I even spent a night in Tokyo on my own. So it was pretty exciting. So my mum is Canadian. And when my parents divorced, I lived with my dad. And then when I was 11... I came to Canada to live with my mum. Yep, it's pretty cool. Yeah, so that was... I just read that entry because it was the very first one that I moved to Canada. But yeah, in the future, the entries will be a little bit more interesting about interesting events. And it's pretty embarrassing. Like most of the journals entries when I was 8 and 9 are about what I had for dinner and what I watched on TV. Yes, but I'm sure I'll find some gems. Okay. So, I'm using GarageBand. I'm really liking it so far. But I guess the thing is, I probably should have mucked around with GarageBand a little bit more before I started this. And, because it's fine. So it's fine for now. Well, I'm just doing basic stuff, but probably when I want to start doing some more technical stuff, I might be struggling a bit. yeah, like you probably noticed at the start of this podcast, I made a bit of a mess of the theme song. But yeah, I really like it, GarageBand. Okay, so what's the time? It's it's about 11:30 here. And yeah, I usually stay up till like at least midnight, usually around about 1 I go to bed. And so I'll probably be recording this podcast fairly late at night, just because that's when it gets quiet here at home, and that's when I get a chance to do it. It's kind of funny, my dad, he quite often calls me, like he's in Australia, and he'll call me when it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night here, and so it's around about midday there, and he'll be saying, oh geez, what's, you're right, mate, you just sound a bit, you can't sound a bit flat, you sound a bit down, and I'll say, yeah, that's because it's the middle of the night here, it's alright for you, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, middle of the day for you, but it's midnight here. Yeah, I like staying up late, but I like my sleep as well. So, and I am feeling a bit groggy from that sedation, so I think it might be time for a song. So last night I played an Australian song by Spiderbait, so I guess it's time for a Canadian song. So this is a band called Le Breastfeeders, they're from Montreal, and this is a song called Mini Jupe et Watusi. What a great French pronunciation there. And according to my French to English translation widget, that means miniskirt and Watusi. But I'm still not sure what Watusi means. But yeah, this guy who sings the song, he just has an amazing voice. Like a voice made for punk. So here is the song. Good song. Okay, that's the end of episode 2. I'll be back tomorrow.